Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Small Business Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's back. Tom's a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor at Boston University in the Department of Organizational Behavior. He's been an advisor and an entrepreneurial expert and SCORE volunteer and helping SBDCs and on, and us for a long time. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and he's also the producer of the outstanding indie film Spin the Plate. He's our good friend, Tom. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, Tom. So one of the things that we think about when we think about the shutdown, a lot of times, especially me and what the things that we do here and the people who hang out with us, it's about, you know, buying and selling stuff. I got a storefront. I want to hear that bell ring over the door. I want to see my website, go crazy. And I want to sell some stuff. But there's a whole sector of the economy that isn't exactly like that. They don't really, their inventory is different. Their approach to customers is different. And part of that is the volunteer sector, the civic sector, like the civic clubs and things like that, but also the arts and those organizations. That's a whole part of our social fabric that's being impacted as well, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, sure. I mean, service businesses like theaters or museums or zoos or things like that, they're impacted because it's a very social event. And I know that last March we were just a week away from performing a musical that I co-wrote. Mm-hmm. And we were getting set to go. We've been in rehearsal for several months. And my co-writer, who's also the artistic director and a physician, 8 days before just was not comfortable with everything going on, and so we postponed it. But we found out within 24 hours that it would have been a moot point anyway, because the state of New Hampshire had said that we couldn't have gatherings of more than 10. So it would have had to be postponed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the board of that organization, and so we've had to cancel three shows, a summer camp, and just because of everything. And so we're trying to figure out ways.
Well, this is happening
to
all
still
over the
keep
place.
Our audience engaged.
My wife is a pianist for a community choral group. Pretty mm-hmm. long-standing choral group, pretty cool bunch of folks, and she's a pianist for them, and their entire spring season got canceled, and just as they were about to get started, I mean, things like that. I mean, there's so much that has been of things that we don't realize, as I say, even though those are things that are sort of, sometimes people would call them touchy-feely things. They're part of the fabric of our lives, but there also are people who is part of their livelihood serving those groups, right? I mean, the directors of these organizations, they're paid to do those things. Different groups and the people who support them, it's all part of the fabric of the economy, isn't it?
It is, and there are a lot of people who get paid who are professionals like your wife. And so a typical community theater or choral group or something like that will have several paid people who are literally making a living mm-hmm. from it. And so one of the things we've done is look at how we can use technology, and because we have to keep the audience engaged. Mm-hmm. So one thing we're doing is we're trying this tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. We're opening up this weekend. We've been in rehearsal for 6 weeks for a play that I wrote, and we're doing it via Zoom. So we've got people in different states, And it's going to be a live performance because people still, I mean, as you know, I love movies, but I also love live performances. So we're trying to figure out a way to have live performances.
Are you going to have live performances across Zoom or inside of a Zoom image?
Inside a Zoom image, and then
you'll be together. The actors will be together performing the play.
The actors are going to be all in different states.
It's across Zoom. So the dialogue will be happening across the internet between the antagonist in Montana and the protagonist in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And then we've worked out a lot of things so it's seamless to the audience, and then we'll broadcast it through Vimeo Live.
Have you told the Backbone about Seamless? Have you mentioned the Seamless to the Backbone?
You know, we've worked it out. I mean, we've had 6 weeks to do it. But
No. I'm not worried about your execution. I'm talking about latency. I'm talking about buffering. Have you told the Backbone about this? That's my question. I'm being a little sarcastic.
Yeah. So we've worked out the latency issues, and again, using technology, that there's ways to do it with a lot of kind of theater and movie making tricks.
Right. Right.
There's also a program that we found called Jam Kazam, and then what that does, that deals with latency issue, so people in different areas can actually sing at the same time, which doesn't seem possible, but it is. So we're working on that. And then the other thing we're doing is we're going to have a play involving two people, but they're a husband and wife. So because they're husband and wife, they can be close together, and they can do all the romantic scenes and things like that, and that's going to be filmed live like a sporting event.
Wow.
And we're going to see whether people would like to see that as an audience. So we're figuring out how to do it technologically, and what we're hoping is that people will come out and watch it from their houses.
So is this a paid event? Are people paying to be there, or can they just show up?
So for the first one, it's going to be free, but then we're going to ask for donations because we're still working on all the glitches and things like that. We really want to give something back to our audience.
Before we go to a break, how do we find out more about this?
Okay, so if you go to – so this is going to be hosted by an organization called South Shore Sanctuary. So that we're doing is a fundraiser for them.
I need a website. You got one?
SouthShoreSanctuaryMA.org.
All right. South Shore Sanctuary MA, like as in Massachusetts, .org.
Yep.
So check that out, folks. It's a free play. I think I'm going to show up just to see how they pull it off.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.